we would like to say, as the Coalition for Democratic Change, that the ultimate interest of all Liberians is to ensure that our country continues to remain a country of law, a country of peace, and a country of prosperity. What we condemn in the strongest term is the continual comments and incendiary rhetoric by the United Party and its supporters of a threat of war and of violence. The president of the Republic has said over and over again, and by his actions, we've guaranteed free and fair elections in this country because we have a record of doing that. So for the United Party to continually beat the drums of war, it is unfortunate, and we are calling on all Liberians to condemn the statement by Mr. Boakai that Liberia will come to an end whenever he perceives that the elections are rigged. Also from Prince Johnson, that there will be an Arab Spring-like violence in the country, from people like Yeke, people like General Podnieke. All of these threats and violent rhetoric and the beating of war drums are not contributing to our proper democratic process.
Senator Prince Johnson has said that it is the ruling CDC that first started the violent threat. For example, he mentioned the attack on the Unity Party headquarters. He mentioned Vice President Joe Howard Taylor sending thugs to his church to disrupt service, and the parade around Monrovia by CDC supporters carrying a casket purported to be that of former Vice President Joseph Boakai. So he's saying the party started it first.
He's a perennial liar. Firstly, his edifice, because I always hesitate to call where he uses his political platform to preach hate messages as a church. So he created a political platform where he goes every Sunday and rains insults, incendiary messages on political opponents. So under our law, people have a right to express themselves. Some young people, when not under the authority of the vice president, went and had placards 7 yards away from his church. There was no violence. There were no disturbances. Yet, he described that as violence. It's unfortunate. Additionally, the CDC has not engaged in any violent act. Yes, there has been a lot of condemnation about people toting caskets and all of that. That does not in any way give right for somebody to come and say publicly that Liberia will come to an end whenever they perceive that they have not won the elections. That's two totally different things.